Y'all, hey, what's going on out there? How y'all doing today? I hope everybody's doing okay today. I'm telling you, we back after a little technical difficulties yesterday. Yeah, I want to say thank you to everybody who hung around as long as they could, because, man, that shows some dedication. I really appreciate that. I know that was kind of fast, wasn't it? All right, let me put it out there like this. Welcome, everybody, to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk, and you know what? I want to say thank you to everybody that hung around yesterday after I was having a little technical difficulty, but we got them fixed today, as you can see, so we ready to get it on, make it happen, and have us some great, spirited, fun conversations. You know what I'm saying? Because so we're here. I know you're going to be here. So we're going to have some fun. Topic today is, what do you want? You know, y'all calling here all the time. And, you know, we talk about many things. But I don't think I have ever asked this question at all. What do you want? What do you want? Do you even know what the heck you want? You know, a lot of times in relationships, you know, you meet someone and you think things are going too good for you, and then you ask that one question, what do you want? What is it that you want? Well, I'm asking y'all that question today. What in the hell do you want? Do you even know? Have you any clue about what you want? I don't know, but we're going to talk about that a little bit today here on Let's Talk, and we're going to see if we can figure out who wants what. Hell, because sometimes I don't even know what the heck I want. I'm telling you, man. So it's Wednesday. You know what I mean? So so we ready to rock and roll. Rock and roll. What's up, Knowledge? What's going on, brother? What's going on? Now, of course, y'all, you know, before we get into the show, we got to bring this person in. you know, we got to bring her in, because without her, the show would just be boring, you know, and I can't have a boring show. So let me bring my beautiful, intelligent co-host in, Sister Ngoni. Hello, Sister Ngoni. How are you?
Hey, Eric. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Oh, yeah, the jury's still out, but I think it'll be all right.
Oh, well. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I went to look at your description. I apologize that I forget to go do that, and then I call you for nothing, so I'll have to get that on auto.
Oh, well.
Little description up there, and you're so efficient. You always schedule your show a couple of hours ahead. Great. And well, then I call you to ask you what's on your mind.
Well, you know what? That's all good, because my mind goes from here to there in a heartbeat. So, you know. And you know what? Knowledge, talking about, I'm playing music so I can't hear either of you. Who cares, Knowledge? Ain't nobody asked you for all that information.
Exactly.
That's right. What do you want?
He don't know.
He don't know. See, nah. that's the topic of the day. What do you want, really? I don't know. You know, and that came to me last night. I don't know why it came to me. I think I was watching something, and I was just like, what do you want? You know, what do you really want? Does anybody really know what they really, really, really want? I don't think so.
Well, probably momentarily, but that changes, you know, it changes sometimes.
Oh, it changes.
Sure. Come on now, Eric. Come on. You always know what you want. All day, every day.
Heck no.
Do you really?
I'm first to admit it. No, I don't know what I want all the time. Heck, I'll be just as confused.
Yep.
You know, life. I mean, I don't think you died out on me. You died out on me.
I said, I guess that's what makes life exciting.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Exciting, you know, or challenging?
Both.
Both.
If it was perfect,
okay,
we'd be walking around in the Garden of Eden asking each other, you know, hey, what's going on? Oh, everything's perfect. Everything's perfect. What a boring life.
Well, yeah. I guess you have a point there. It would be a little boring. Not much, just a little bit. I'm not going to say that. It'd be boring as heck.
Yep, it would.
Yeah, it'd be totally boring. I'm not even going to lie like that.
Totally.
Totally. Totally. I mean, just like raggedy, raggedy boring. Oh, man, I tell you. Anyway.
Isn't it wonderful to be at a place in life when you can just be free and, you know, do it like you want to do it?
Yeah, 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 it is. But do we ever get to that point in life?
I'm there now.
Oh, you're there now? Okay, all right.
Oops. The only place you're free is between your 2 ears.
Oh.
That's what they call freedom.
You know what? I can't even argue with that. That makes sense to me. Okay. All right. I'm with you.
I know you put together some nice jazz today, didn't you?
Well, I did put you know, we only going to have one song today. We only got one jazz song. But you know what? This one is so smooth and so good. I couldn't help but this person deserves, you know, the day on their own. They don't need to be mixed in with anybody else or anything like that. You know, they're just there, and we're ready to make it happen for them. So
this is a special song?
Oh, this is a nice one here. It's a nice one.
Okay.
It's going to make you bob your head a little bit, but the actual artists themselves is just, they're classic. That's all I'm going to say. You know,
okay.
I mean, you don't find too many better than this artist right here. I'm going to tell you that. Let me see how good you so-called jazz people are. See, can y'all recognize who this is? So, without further ado, y'all, here it is, your Wednesday Jazz Mix. right, y'all. There it was. That was your jazz for Wednesday, man. I bet nobody can tell me who that was. Let's see. Yeah. Can anybody hear me out there? Y'all say y'all can't hear me. It ain't me. I can hear me. I can hear what I'm saying. Can y'all hear me now? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, Eric.
Okay, you can hear me? Okay. Let's see, Sister Ngoni can hear me. I don't know, Joe. Maybe you need to get rid of that 1922 computer you're using. Come to the current age. Sister Ngoni,
that's
you have any
me,
idea
Mr.
who that was?
Talk.
Huh?
I said that's me, Mr. Talk.
Oh, that's mean. Well, see, no, that's not mean. See, because YT came into my chat room throwing punches. So, you know, I got to get those punches back. I'm not going to lay down for him now.
Who threw a punch at you?
YT. You know, that little white guy named Joe that lived in the mountains with the goats. Yeah, so, you know, I got to throw punches back at him.
All right.
Lord have mercy. Anyway. So, y'all,
Guess
that was
reason.
Thelonious Monk. Y'all don't know anything about Thelonious Monk. I know y'all don't, but the name of that song was Straight and No Chaser. Straight No Chaser. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was. Like I said, that's one of them artists that just, you don't mix them with anyone. You just let them go all by themselves. Oh, Lord have mercy. Anyway, so y'all, welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk, and I got my host right here, Sister Ngoni, and we'd love to have a conversation with you today. The topic, we're going to be talking about, what in the heck do you want? Yeah, I'm not going to say the other word, but that's what I'm asking y'all out there. What do you want? Really, what do you want? Now, you want to be a part of this conversation, no problem. Just give a call, 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com or join us in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. Yeah, and we can have us a great conversation. I want to say welcome to everybody that's out there in the chat room, Indiana Life, Guest 1269 Knowledge, and Ngoni. Oh, I know, I want to say hello to you. And, of course, we got RPM1 in the house today. Welcome, RP1. I don't think I've seen you in here a few times, but welcome to the show anyway. Of course, everybody that's on the switchboard right now, y'all, welcome to the show. So, you know, and basically today's show, y'all, and they're going to put it out, today's show is open conversation, you know. I just thought of what I started off with. What in the heck do you want? What do you want? You know. You know, some of y'all call in the show every day. So I'm asking y'all also, what do you want? What in the heck do you want? Why do you call my show? What do you want? What do you want to see happen by calling in to the show? I know that sounds so mean and ugly, don't it? No, that's just what I want to know. I'm not trying to be mean or anything like that. I just want to know. That's what I want.
I was just picking at you, Talk.
Huh?
I was just picking at you. I was having a flashback. You know how I suffered with my old dilapidated computer. I was having a flashback.
Oh, were you? What
yeah.
kind of flashback was that?
Well, you know, you were hitting at Joe about his 1922 computer?
Yeah. But see, Joe's computer run off goat. You know, manure. So, yeah. So, you know, with it being a little, you know, snowy up there probably, you know, he probably having a hard time finding fuel for it. All right. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right. Let's see. So y'all hit these phone lines and let me know what's going on with y'all today. You know, it's a light day, man. It's Wednesday. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm not going to lie. So let's do it. Let's do it. Uh-huh. Lo, I see you down there hovering. I know you got something to say. What you want, Lo? What do you want? Why do you call the show all the time, Lo? I think I got Les Jackson in the house, too. I don't know, though. I think he's out there hovering also. And, you know what, I'm just bothering people today. I feel like going back to my Freedom Friday nights. I know you, a lot of y'all don't know what Freedom Friday night was all about, but oh, man, I used to do some bad things on Freedom Friday night. I'm kind of feeling that way today. But I'm going to be good right now. I'm going to be good right now. So let me bring Brother Lowe in. And since Brother Lowe is coming in, you know, YT, you might as well come on. Anyway, here we go.
Mr. Talk.
Yes, ma'am.
Haven't you forgot something?
Oh, I sure have. My bad. Man, I'm telling you, I'm feeling a kind of way today. I'm ready to have some fun today. I'm sorry, Sister Ngoni. So what we're going to do, y'all, first we're going to say hello to Brother Lowe since I opened this mic up. And now we're going to let Sister Ngoni go ahead and get her quote of the day in, because that's what I was supposed to do earlier, y'all. you see how the devil just jumps in and just disrupts things. Let me stop. Anyway, all right, Sister Gunner, here go your drum roll, and y'all quote of the day.
Respect for the fragility and importance of an individual life is still the mark of an educated man. Norman Cousins.
Say that one more time. Say that one more again.
Okay. Respect for the fragility and importance of an individual life is still the mark of an educated man.
Wow. Wow. That's pretty deep right there.
Yeah, because being brilliant is no great feat if you respect nothing.
Uh-huh. Right. I agree with that. I'm 100%. But then again, that is that where our so-called top people go wrong at? They stop respecting the fragility of one's life and just want to worry about, you know, the material, minute things that's more important to them, like the status and the rewards and all that good stuff.
Position. Apparently, if you reflect on the behavior of Wall Street.
Oh, not the Wall Street. Okay.
If you, reflect on the behavior of the ruling elite,
mm-hmm.
and those who would aspire to be in the elite realm in their mind.
Right. And so you said a key thing right there, in their mind, you know, in their mind. You know, but then again, you know, some of us kind of feed into that philosophy also, because we put them on them pedestals and make them think they are just great, the best thing since sliced bread, as the old folk used to say. You know, so
I don't think they need much help from us. They're doing it.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, all right. You know, okay. Sister Ngoni says she don't think so. But I kind of think they do. We help them a little bit along, you know.
How?
Well, you know, yeah. we like you say, we put, like I said before, you know, we have a chance. We have we put them on pedestals sometimes that they don't need to be on. You know, they already think they the goat crap. But then, you know, we get there and we start, you know, putting all these great titles on them and looking at them with such reverence, and you know, we just help elevate them to this so-called pedestal that, you know, they already think they deserve to be on. So we help push them there and keep them there at times. That's
I don't understand, because I didn't get the memo. I don't recall anybody asking me to make any titles for anybody. I think they create their own titles and their own positions and their own positions of power.
Yeah, but we don't do anything to stop them from doing that, though, either, do we? What do we do once they get there? We go ahead and we support that, and we help embellish that position.
Well, you don't leave me out of it. I don't. Okay.
Okay. Well, you don't. Well, I'm just saying. I don't play
that game. If you're talking about politics.
Is that what you're talking about,
Eric?
I'm talking about politics. I'm talking about life in general.
Right.
You know, it's not just politics. You know, it's it's just life in general. There's something that we do. I mean, you know, I'm even guilty of it sometimes with certain ministers. You know, and I guess because I grew up with ministers, you know, so I do it sometimes myself. I mean, I call a partner. You know, I say I do it sometimes. I mean, sometimes it's not even intentional. It's just the way you've been brought up to view the world until you decide, you know, you're going to take a different look at what's going on and see that, you know, sometimes that's not the right way. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, at this juncture, I think, you know, but a person should know not to put anyone's head higher than their own, whether they have a white coat on, whether they have a degree, whether they have a Mercedes Benz or, you know, 12-bedroom house or whatever, that doesn't make them better than anybody else.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That is so true. Great point. All right, let's see. We got Brother Lowe already on the line. Welcome, Brother Lowe. And we're going to bring Brother Knowledge in also. And welcome to the show, brothers. What's going on with y'all?
Shalom, family. What's happening?
Hello to everyone. Hello to everyone.
First and foremost, I'll say this. I want you to understand that you're not the only one with Thelonious Monk in your archives.
Let's get that out the way.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
Let's move it out the way first, partner.
Uh-huh.
If you are of a certain caliber of man or woman, you will enjoy great music. You know, this new stuff, and it took me a while to get beyond my rap stage. I won't lie. But this new stuff that means nothing for nothing, about nothing, to nothing, is nothing.
Mm.
But great music, it's like,
I'll
tell you,
it's
like the only way I can make everybody understand what I'm saying is, you can pull out every Frankie Beverly and Maze CD right now and have a party. Everyone will have a great time, and they will never ask for the music to be changed, ever. As long as that music is going, it's great music. Nobody can say it's not. And they didn't have to make any more music today. The only thing you got to do is run off what they had before, 30 years ago. But we can't say the exact same thing about these artists today. I mean, who's going to listen to Beyonce, whatever her name is, in the next 10 or 15 years? Nobody. Because she's not going to be able to go out there and prance around like a whore like she does now, and people respect her. You know, you 40 or 50 years old, and you look like the same, well, you don't look like the same whore you did in your 20s, but you still looking like a whore? People not going to respect that.
Brother Lowe.
Go ahead.
Why is it every time you get on this particular subject, you have to beat this particular point of view? Do you think that previous generations probably felt the same about the music that came after them?
Well, I wasn't in the previous generation, so I won't speculate. But as far as I know, my humble 38 years on this earth, all I can say is I know good music, and it took me time to get to that point. Of course, in my late teens, early 20s, I rode around with the loudspeakers and all of that stuff like a lot of people did. But the older I got, the more mature I became, and I understand now, the importance of having some good wine or good cognac and some jazz.
Oh,
I'm a jazz lover myself.
Absolutely.
Can I interject here?
Sure.
Welcome.
Interject.
I'd like to get back to a previous point, which was about putting certain entities or individuals on pedestals.
Me too.
I don't think that we do that. They put themselves on pedestals, and because they understand the system better than we do, they know how to perpetuate it.
right.
to where we become accepting of them.
Right.
Mm.
And what
true.
They're doing.
That's true.
It's not that we put them there. They put themselves there.
Right.
However, they got the system so tied down in terms of education, economics, entertainment, religion, they got it all covered so that no matter which direction you go, they're still represented as the majority in that particular genre.
That's true. That's true.
It doesn't even matter which direction you go. And the only way to get out of it is what's called thinking out of the box. Einstein, Leibniz, Galileo, Amenhotep. We have all the examples we need of how you're not supposed to subscribe to the normal way of thinking. However, we do just the opposite.
Right.
We subscribe to what's put out there, what's proliferated, what we are inundated with, and with technology, man, they got us fenced in with this technology. They got us fenced in.
All right,
you're right about that.
They got us fenced in because I don't care if you're single, if you're married, if you got children, you ain't got no children, you got cousins, you got relatives, you got friends. Somebody has a device that attaches them to the grid, which is the mainframe, which is going back to the mystical, going back into the deepest, darkest annals of human spirit and understanding, is tied to that source. So now we are creating people who are trying to gain their connection to this source through artificial means. And there's only a matter of time before they become artificial, even though they're human. And then they're going to throw artificial people in the mix with you. So there's going to be some real people, there's going to be some fake people, but they're all going to act the same. Figure it out.
That's deep, man. That's deep. Let me welcome Joe to the show, Beasley, and Mr. Michael. Welcome, gentlemen, to the show. How y'all doing today?
Good.
Hi, guys.
Me first.
Greetings.
Greetings.
Let me see. Are we on?
Me first.
Well, yeah, you on.
Mike. I caught the tail of what you guys were saying. I never really put people on pedestals, and I've been speaking truth to power for as long as I can tell.
Okay.
And I like knocking people off of pedestals. Ask Perry Steele, but that's another story. I take you down off the pedestal. I'll fix your wagon. If I choose
good
to.
God.
Good God. It's the real, it's the truth, though. But
no, I said this guy.
Yeah, this guy. At any
not
rate.
Not good guy.
All right. Well, that's fine. The record speaks for itself. It's really nice to hear you guys talk about jazz and Monk.
Absolutely.
And I was fortunate enough to be raised around jazz. My grandfather from Harlem, USA, the jazz aficionado. So I've been listening to jazz all my life. Now, my grandfather, my uncle, his son, is a jazz musician and has been a trumpeter out of New York City forever. In fact, he recently just did a project in 2002, and you're welcome to look it up. His name is Jimmy Owens, and the project's called the Monk Project.
Let me ask you a question,
okay.
If I can. If you didn't say that you're... uncle was your grandfather, did you?
No, I didn't. I
okay.
But my, no.
Okay.
None of that. None of
okay.
that I know about. But my grandmother and grandfather were. But it's interesting because there was interbreeding in my family. And
there's interbreeding in every family.
Well, not
in every family.
Well, in this, my grandmother's side in particular, they're from Charleston, and they were fair skinned, and that was an important thing. So they wanted to, and money is important. At any rate, Jimmy Owens, the Monk Project, it got 4 stars from the Downbeat magazine. He was also named just recently something from the Lincoln Center as a jazz great.
That's the Lincoln Memorial Award.
No, it's from the Lincoln Center. It's the Wynton Marsalis, something from the School of Jazz there. I'm not sure what it was, but he did the project called Jimmy Owens. It's called the Monk Project, and it's available. I'm sure he would like to sell it to you.
We're helping him sell them. Quick question.
Go ahead, Bob.
The other day I mentioned, I asked people if they had, I think we have U-verse for cable, and they have a channel called Soundscapes. It is wonderful.
That channel. What do they show?
No, it's the music. It's a music channel.
I just got rid of cable television. I still have the internet and the phone with them, but I just got rid of cable television just because I'm at war with them. But no, the jazz station, the classical music station.
Do you have do you have Pandora?
I do, yes.
Yeah, but that's,
do you like
that's,
that? Do you like that?
I do. I love Pandora, and one of my favorite channels is the Marvin Gaye channel. I won't lie to you.
Okay.
The Amazing Frank and Beverly channels.
For people don't know, Pandora is free. Get that.
Right.
Download it. All you got to do is put in the genre of music you like, and you create it as a favorite, and it will play everything in that genre of music.
Right.
Yeah, nonstop.
Thank you for telling me about
Let's say that for the people of a lesser tone than you are, sir. All you have to do is type in the name of the artist that you like, and all the music that's in their realm will play.
Right. That whole genre of music.
The Pandora app has a mobile app, too, so I could do it on my iTouch?
Yep.
I'm going to do it as we speak.
Sure does. It had a mobile app 3 years ago. Beasley,
for you to be living
what
under
are you
the
talking
bridge,
about?
You sure doing pretty good. You doing pretty good under the bridge, that Beasley. You going to tell everything.
We all right. I had a very good day today, too, after the fruit is born after a lot of sowing.
Beasley be playing games.
Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, how you doing?
I'm wearing the shady curves. We got offense on the line. We got the straw that serves the drink.
Did you want to go first, Joe? Because I know Joe came in. He wanted to make some comments. Before I just want to make two quick topics. I want to talk about
how long is it going to take?
The pedestal hip hop and the topic of the day.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, no, Joe was here first, wasn't he? Joe's being awfully
right,
nice.
Because they always think they gotta go first.
Who cares?
Only want about 3 minutes because I don't want to get interrupted. That's why I want to make sure everybody, because I didn't interrupt any of your guys.
Why do you get so upset when everybody interrupts everybody?
Right. No, I'm not getting upset. No, I'm trying to avoid conflict.
Joe ain't got to the plate. Go for it, all time. Go for it.
Question,
go for it.
Go ahead. It's about fairness.
Go for it.
Okay.
What do you mean I'm not getting upset? I'm dialoguing about it. What are you talking
about?
I'm not upset.
Go ahead. Say what you got to say. I'm not going to interrupt.
I'm not upset. Right. Exactly. I'm reiterating what I said yesterday.
Go on, facts. It's on you.
One question I have before you say anything. Why do you have to prepare people for 90 seconds, 60 seconds, or 3 minutes? Don't do that. Just say, hey, I got...
No. I do it for you, Lo, because you'll cut
me
off.
You
kill
me with
that. Play all the tapes back. I guarantee, yesterday, I replayed back before anybody cut me off.
Boy,
I was not a minute and 15 seconds. You cut me off.
Nigga, this dude...
Go ahead.
Okay, I heard good. Hold on. Good. And he brings me to my point, Mr. Nagoni. Hold up. No. He brings me to my point, Mr. Nagoni.
Low. Give him a pass.
No. 90 seconds. He brings me to my point. They sit up here and they talk about hip-hop music. Listen to BTR, hip-hop. Look, BTR ain't no, hip-hop ain't no worse than BTR radio. Look at all the N's, the B's, the M's, how people disrespect each other. Before there was hip-hop music, in 1989, the black community was going down because the drugs was in it. Before all of this culture, before the hip-hop music, the problem is that we give the artists too much emphasis. You don't teach our children, they haven't taught me or anybody when I was growing up, consumer, producer, transformation, affirmation of everything in life. Once again, as you can clearly see, people are being just so biased about what they're talking about. Now, we talk about people putting on people's pedestals. Those people, all power in this world is given. The people that you think that's in those pedestals, the people put them there. That's the fact. See, and I'm going to tell you something. The reason why that we can and say that the people put themselves there, I want my community to be more political. To look at the facts and say, the people that is in charge, we have the power. All power in this world is given. And if I start and I say, I don't have the power, and they have all the power, they put themselves there, they rule me, no, I can't revolutionize myself. I can't make no change. I say I'm having no control. And factually, we put emphasis in the artists. We put the artists on the pedestal. Okay? That's just a fact. So I want my so when I hear people say that voting doesn't count, the politicians put themselves there, you have no control. No, I question that because look at all power in this world throughout history books, all ancient times, read all your history books. All power in this world is given and taken by people. That's a fact.
Can I ask you a question?
Hold on 1 second there, brother. I'm going to debunk what he said.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm going to debunk it is because those people will write lies into history regardless of what the truth is. You're talking about go to a history book.
No.
Those people write lies in history.
Look.
And on top of that, you're going to tell me.
Let him finish his statement, please.
In 2013, they had a man on camera that was a policeman pick a police dog up and stick it through the window of a black man's car, and that dog bit the hell out that man. And they said, well, oh, nothing's wrong there. The district attorney, he said, I'm not going to make that decision. He was playing politics. What I'm going to do is I'm going to let the community decide. So the community said, oh, well, the cop was justified for doing it because they had to chase the man. You going to tell me we got options? Man, no people go to the Bohemian Grove to make their peace and go and do the same thing the next year. And you gonna tell me?
Listen to what you said, though. You said
we don't have it.
You said someone said let the people decide.
If you are running for public office, you gonna get it.
No.
What are you telling
listen
me?
To that.
If
he's exposing himself. He's angry.
Oh my God! Send him to the green room.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the green room for less.
And that's who. And that is where they are right now.
Thank you. That's the way. You had a preemptive strike with me and whomever yesterday in the green room, and we had a nice little conversation. Yeah,
exactly.
I don't know how he went there, but
yeah.
Can I say something in regards to what they were talking about?
What were
and
sure,
I think that this is where I think this is where the conversation went, where we were talking about, and we might not have known it. However, in reality, what we're talking about is systems and our individual abilities to manipulate the system, because it's all based on manipulation. Now, that's not a bad word. That's not a negative word.
Right.
That just means understanding how to navigate. And that's why we're always giving these instruments. We're always giving these examples. We're always giving so many things that show us how to get through the system. You just have to figure out where you fit in.
Oh.
Are you the one that wants to be the Beyonce? Or are you the one that wants to be the Jay-Z? Are you the one that wants to be Barack Obama? Are you the one that wants to be Mahatma Gandhi? Are you the one that wants to be Martin Luther King? Are you the one that wants to be Meg Evers? Or anybody else you can name? Are you the one that wants to be Einstein? Regardless of the path that you choose, the system is set.
That's right.
You can manipulate it. You can make some breakthroughs, but you're not going to change it.
What are you talking about? Tell me what you just said.
Oh,
give me the stupid version for people like me who don't understand, and tell me what you just
said.
The
stupid version is one angry Jew that no matter what it is that you do in your lifetime on this earth, it can be for benevolence or it can be for negativity. However, doesn't matter which way you go, Einstein's theory already proved that it's relative to your existence. So it's only going to have a certain impact. And that's
Wait. Einstein talked about doing good and bad. You have to tell me what page of the book that's on.
I'm not going
ladies,
there with you,
Let me introduce one worthless Jew.
Who apparently has gone off his program.
Whose entire purpose is to confuse, who really doesn't think highly of black people.
Is that right?
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
I heard it was a rumor
his intention is to confuse, deflect, to troll, to stroll.
What's your
one
purpose?
One angry Jew wishes he were
me.
He
right.
wishes
he's
he had a personality
right.
like me.
He's all right.
He wishes
it
he really does.
It doesn't
ever
work
heard
with
of
me.
It's like Wonder Bread. It's like
it
white boy Wonder
with
Bread
me.
Trying
I don't have
to
a
be
problem with
something
what
that
saying.
Is not. White bread Wonder Bread could never be Raisin Bread. They just can't.
What does that mean, Beasley? Why do I want to be Raisin Bread?
See, Beasley, you're feeding into it.
Explain that.
I can handle it, though.
You're going to get shrill and
start screaming. You can't handle anything.
I can
anything.
Handle it. White boy, I
well,
can talk any way
that.
I want to, boss.
Should I
ask you how to
creator,
talk,
Beasley.
Is that what
Beasley,
you're saying?
Beasley,
is that what you're saying, boy? Is that what you're saying, master? I have to talk the way the Jews approve to?
We have to talk the way I created you.
Oh, you didn't create nothing, white boy.
All right. Enough. Enough of that.
Can we get back on track?
Thank you.
Let's ask you about Thelonious Monk. He might know something about jazz.
Yeah, right. Anyway, I don't want to hear nothing he got to say right now. Anyway.
I'd like to get back to what Lo was saying, and I'd like to also get back to what Sister Ingonia was saying.
You know, that would be nice.
What would be nice?
To talk about the topic. What is it that we would like to have? What is it that we want? That's the topic of the day.
Well, that's a very broad subject, isn't it?
So let's get on it.
Well, you know.
So what do you want, Joe? What do you want?
What's coming? Yeah.
Well, I already said I want $1 million for my lunch money.
For your lunch money?
Yeah, that's after I make $1 billion just from regular income.
No.
And then what do you do after that?
I don't have to do anything after that. I'm happy. No, but to get serious, what would I really, really like? I would really like to have a really good relationship and maybe a little bit more money. So that's basically just what I want. A really good relationship.
You want it all.
No, he's really
simple. That's what they call wanting it all.
It seems real simple.
I was born
he
on
just
this planet.
He just wants more money than he can spend in an obedient woman that doesn't talk back.
Oh, that's wanting it all.
Okay.
What's wrong with wanting it all?
Hell, if you ask a woman what she wants, it's going to be the same thing. It's just on the opposite end of the spectrum.
That's
Ingonia,
what would you like?
That's
what I want.
I would like to talk about technology right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I can shift that gear.
Do you agree that it has become obvious that our technology has exceeded our humanity? That's a quote by Albert Einstein.
No doubt. And it's been in the works for over 100 years.
Well, that's No, that's been the way, you know, if you really want to go back all the way to, I guess, technology, not having to be electronic, that's been the way ever since man came out of the cave. Because then he used the club to start wars. Man has always been inhumanity against man.
So you're equating, let me make sure I understand you, Joe.
Mm.
You're equating clubbing a woman over the head with technology?
Yeah, that was the technology of the times.
Yeah, but what time period are you talking about, Joe? I mean, don't start
history
now.
Like I said, you get away
from talking about.
We had some plantain trees and fruit. And we didn't have to use no clubs to hit some people over the head with that in time.
That was the technology
get a twist now.
Of the time.
Joe, you didn't have to hit every woman over the head.
Well, no, I didn't say every woman. I said man's inhumanity against man. From the time we came out of the cave, we used clubs for warfare. Not necessarily just clubbing a woman over the head to take her home, but in order to create war, in order to mark your territory, in order to steal from other people. That was the technology of the times. Then you went to knives and spears and arrows and guns, et cetera, et cetera.
I think Angonia would allude to that as the
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I wanted to ask you a question.
I'm sorry.
Joe, why do you start at that juncture in history? How about if we go back to Angkor Wat or Easter Island or when there was one culture all over the earth where man wasn't warring with itself or himself?
Atlantis.
Lemuria. Well, I'm just want to know why Joe wants to pick that
juncture.
They were
part of the Atlantic culture.
And there was technology during that time, according to some of the
artifacts. Very advanced.
They found ancient maps that could only have been mapped from the air.
And they solved zero-point energy, which
they
can't figure out now.
They didn't have warfare then.
Well, I didn't say they didn't have warfare. Some people say that the reason the Sahara exists is because there was the War of the Gods. That they've discovered that there's radioactive material in the desert, in the Sahara. So I don't know whether they did or not. I'm not going to argue the point.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
How
radioactivity
so?
Minerals in Africa. And you know, have any of you ever watched the movie Prometheus?
I have.
Any of you?
I haven't.
They give you a holographic picture of the whole solar system and the one planet that is in the hands of man. A organism is the planet Earth. And guess what continent they show you?
Mother Africa.
The only one.
By the way, Angonia, I downloaded that documentary you recommended, the Corruption Corporation.
No.
I haven't seen all of it yet.
No, it's Corporation Nation.
Okay, that one.
Did you get a chance to listen to it?
No, I haven't seen all of it yet. I went through parts of it.
Oh, okay.
You leave them damn sheep alone, you'll be able to see it.
Well, those sheep are begging for you. They love you.
No, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. I got your fingertips all over my female sheep.
But I wanted to know what you guys think about all of these shows that are coming out on television now that have cybernetic organisms. And they're all
what
the shows that are being featured.
What are cybernetic organisms? Half man, half human, or they have the qualities of both? I mean, half
exactly.
Man, half like machine. I'm sorry.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Yeah, that's the future.
My point of view is
yeah,
they showing you
humanism.
Something that's
yeah.
already in progress, and they just letting you know they finna put it in full force. That's my opinion,
yeah.
at least.
Well, let's think back though to when they first introduced on a public scale cybernetic organisms. That was when they made the movie The Terminator.
No, I can go
that
before then.
Back,
I can go before then,
back,
okay? I can
no.
go before then. Yes, well, listen, remember that? Well, remember the Bionic Man with Lee Majors in the 70s?
Yeah.
They,
no, he wasn't. No, that was based on surgery. That was advances that were being made in the surgical field
memory lane,
to where they could replace parts.
Go down to 1927 Metropolis.
Uh-oh.
And, oh, I've seen that one too.
Yeah.
But just going back to what Beasley said, when they introduced the bionic man, that was the esoteric message there was orthopedic surgery. They could replace parts, and they're using cadavers. For those who know what I mean by that, then you understand.
He was like an astronaut.
Cadavers. Those are dead bodies.
And they said
they
could build them and make them better.
Right. But they weren't showing you that. They were just giving you the technology. They weren't showing you it. What they were doing is they were using dead bodies who had ligaments, arms, wrists, hands, fingers, and they could replace them. And it could function. Now, it might not have functioned like your real finger did or your real wrist did. However, it was still function. You could still use it.
And now they can grow an ear on the back of a rat.
There you go. That ushered in what Ngone was just talking about, which is cloning, which is how you get the material to regenerate itself scientifically. Not the parts, not the human organism. You just make it in that fashion, and then you can calibrate it. And that's why you get your movies where they're always showing you these DNA strands, and that's where we are.
And,
that's where we are.
N2K, do you think that the whole process started when they started with the test tube babies and... I mean, in modern times,
Yeah, the cloning process, that's what it started with. And what they did was they did it with sheep first. Now, this might be a stretch for a lot of people, but tie the sheep in with the Bible and the sheep and the shepherd. I'm not going to do the work for you. Just try to extrapolate that.
We got it. At least I did.
Okay. Now, what they did was they cloned the sheep first, and then they started cloning other organisms like rats and, you know, calves and all this other kind of stuff. So then it was a natural progression. They already had the technology. It was already in place. They just got to figure out how to disseminate it to the general public. You can't give them this shit overnight. It'll freak them out. They'll go crazy on you. You can't have, you know, 8 billion people going crazy on you at the same time. You can't do that.
No, you're right.
But you got to lead them in a natural progression. This goes back to mathematics. You have to do it over a time period. The average person only thinks a few years in advance. Okay? People who are the real movers and shakers, they're thinking 100, 200 years in advance. And this goes back to what we were talking about earlier, where you have people in the same family that are sleeping with each other. Eugenics is inherently tied to humanity. That goes back to your story of Adam and Eve. That's eugenics. You got the same people in the same family procreating. And then you have people who are showing up who are not even accounted for, who just pop on the damn scene. You got Adam and Eve. You got Cain and Abel. One brother kills the other. The other one is given a symbol to mean even though he killed his brother, you can't touch him. He's able to go somewhere. We don't know where the hell that is, even if they tell us in the Bible. Okay, he creates a family With who? It was just Adam, Eve, Cain, and Abel. It was only four people. How do you create a whole new family?
Well, I thought the verse in the scriptures. I thought the verse in the scriptures said that he left and he went to the land of Nod, and there he took a wife.
Right.
People
my
already.
My point is, if they're telling us there's only these two people, how can you go somewhere else and there be other people?
Well, obviously it's a contradiction. There's a lot of contradictions in the scriptures.
It's not a contradiction.
Okay, break it down.
It's not a contradiction. It's a story. It's an allegory to get you to believe one thing when your logic is telling you at the same time this cannot happen. However, belief is stronger than anything else on this planet.
Yeah, but belief means be alive.
Belief means you will die for it.
Get the one.
If you believe in it,
I'm Peggy.
Let's just use an example. Jehovah's Witnesses, okay? They don't believe in blood transfusions, no matter what the reason. And they'll let the person die. I've seen it. In there. Done it. And they won't even come to the funeral. That's how cold-blooded it gets.
Patrick, this is Peggy.
Yes, Peggy.
Yes, I agree with everything you said so far, but when you said belief, when you break the word belief down, it means a lie.
Exactly.
And there's another part in Genesis where it stated, let us make them in our image, which
exactly.
Is...
That's
the
126.
Key.
That's
right.
126.
Right.
Now, there's two creations.
Exactly.
You have the first creation in 126, and then
right.
You have the second creation in the second chapter. I think
exactly.
It's either verse between 6 and 8.
There you go.
You have two different creations.
You sure
so
do.
So what are they telling us? There's a spiritual creation and there's a material one. I
exactly.
always tell people
exactly.
Earth is the only place in the universe where spirit and matter come together. That's why there's constant conflict.
Chaos.
Constant.
I just came on this radio show, right? And what? Show me and tell me what both of you are talking about, because you said it was two creations. What are you talking about?
Genesis 1:26.
Okay.
Man was created out of the dust.
I support him 100%. That is definitely correct.
And when you go to Genesis, that's chapter 1. Verse 26, man
exactly.
created out of the dust, God mm-hmm. breathed, you know, air into the nostrils, and all of a sudden,
right.
man existed. Now, when you go to chapter 2, verse
mm-hmm.
6, man is created again, and then
right.
out of man is created woman.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree. I think that was a lie, to be honest with you.
I'm talking about what's written, not your interpretation.
Okay, we'll go with that. That's
not,
true.
Not the interpretation
mm-hmm.
of how you view it. Let's
mm-hmm.
talk about what's written.
Right.
So
you
now
have
we
remember
have to ask
King
ourselves.
King James Version and King James
Version. I know where you're going with that. But here's what we have to ask ourselves. Why are there two creations in less than a chapter from each other?
There wasn't two creations, because if you look at the whole first chapter, it's just going over
mm-hmm.
everything that happened And if you look at the second chapter, it's breaking more into exactly what happened. What do you,
no.
What do you mean? What,
no.
Do, what do you mean? Wait. What do you mean, the King James? What are you saying?
I said King James Version. That's what you were reading. That's what most
right.
of the Bible, that's back in the 18th century. The Bible
right.
was.
I got it. Let me just share this with y'all.
King, that's why there's words in there. That's why you can find the word Shakespeare in there.
Let me share this with you. Verse, chapter 1, Genesis, verse 26. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over cattle and over all the earth. And
who
over every creeping thing
who
that creepeth upon the earth.
Who's talking and who is he talking to?
Hold on. Chapter 2.
One thing
two.
At a time. One thing at a time. Who was talking
okay.
and who was
no,
he
I just said listen.
Who was talking
well,
to
when,
who is he talking
when,
to?
When they say, when you use the word us, well, by definition, that's plural. So
exactly.
it's more than one person.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Who was talking, though? Who was talking?
Okay, well, I can get you to that information. However, I'm just trying to get you to see the sequence
right.
of events. Chapter 2, verse 5. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon earth, and there was not a man to till the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living
soul.
So you have two creations. You can't disregard. Let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over everything. That was in the first chapter. Here's the second chapter. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. Why are you doing the same thing twice? You already created it. Why are you telling me? Why are you telling me how you created him again? Unless you're creating a hierarchy. The man in chapter 1 is not the same as the man in chapter 2.
You want to talk no more?
That's how you
the man it. The man in chapter 1 is in control because his creation was based on spirituality. And if you read real deep into that, it's based on genetics. And that's why you have the book of Genesis, which is the
now,
genes
sir.
Of Isis. Okay? That's what Genesis
no,
means.
No, you're going too far. You're speaking facts.
Etymology, if you break it down, Genesis.
You're starting to go
genes,
into theory now.
Genes of Isis. Wait a minute, Alphas, before you chime in.
Because you're starting to go
cool I'm right
now.
There. I'm right there.
Alphas, we like to hear.
Now, when you have your creation in chapter 2, you got to understand what happened before that. There was not a man to till the earth. We didn't have workers. Now we got to create workers. Look at your world today. The motherfuckers who are in control don't do a damn thing. Don't lift a finger. That's why they came up in the 70s with that chair called the Lazy Boy. Remember that recliner? Lazy Boy. That was a play on the fact that those who are in control do nothing. Those who are not in control do all the damn work. And it goes back to Genesis.
People be quiet when N2K talks. He needs to be teaching at a college somewhere.
And it goes back to Genesis. That's understanding the blueprint. That's understanding the network. All these phrases we use today, man, that shit is thousands of years old. They're playing the same game. It ain't changed. They just make it look different. Now it's technology, and that technology going to kill fools. It's going to kill them because they don't understand the venomous.
First of all, we've always spoke about those two creations, and for you to jump and say that's the hierarchy and all that type of stuff, it shows it's still a fairy tale because the people who wrote that, the quote-unquote Jews, they have books. Every story in the Bible, the Jews have another book to explain that. They have a book to explain about creations. Literally, the whole story goes that, like you said, the male and female, they were there, and what happened is that female, her and Adam was having sex. She wanted to get on top of Adam when they had intercourse, and Adam said, no, I'm the
God.
Man. No, that's a no.
The
you went and you said
fact?
That, but you gotta tell. You
really?
Gotta tell. I'm going with. Yes, because yes. Look,
you
want to
get
that.
Into positions? And
no.
Who was on
no,
top and who wasn't?
Listen, I'm going by what the people who wrote that book. You got that story. You read a story from chapter 1 and chapter 2. The people who wrote
facts. What I did I cross-reference it with history.
Okay, but you still
I know, I know, I know there's...
The people who wrote that story...
The reason why the Bible is so
important
is because I keep telling people the Bible is the blueprint.
Listen to me, yo. You trying to... No, you got to stay with the facts. You got to give all the facts to the community.
No, it ain't no no. It's the blueprint.
Where did you get that from? You said there's two creations, and they say... Even the Jews says yes. There were two creations, and the Jews explain it.
Why do you think
you
the Jews don't believe in Jesus Christ?
Well, I'm not talking
why do you
about
think
that.
That
you're
is?
Talking about the creation of the story. No, you got to get all the
no,
facts.
No, I'm connecting the dots. Why do you
no,
think Jews
you know, you
don't believe in Jesus Christ?
Out. Let's lay it all out. You read a story. I'm not saying that I know it for a fact, but you saying that this is the way they did it. Won't you tell another concept of the whole story? You got to dig more about your history. You just can't come on this air and just
what
other
concept? What other concept do you want to hear?
No.
You
want to
hear something fabricated?
No.
You
want to
hear something that sounds good?
Listen to me, guys.
Man, these kids are running the game. And here's what you don't understand. That story that I just read you, in Genesis is completely tied to the fall of Lucifer.
No, listen to what I'm saying.
They're linked together.
Listen to me. Listen to me.
You didn't get what I just said.
No.
You didn't get what I just said.
It's
linked to the fall of Lucifer.
Listen to me.
Man has this idea that he can seek perfection and become godlike.
Listen to me. A certain group of people.
And
Listen to me, N2K. A certain group of people wrote the book of Genesis. First of all, Genesis was not even the first book. Exodus was the first book of these quote-unquote people who wrote these scrolls. Exodus was. But the story that you read, Genesis,
they come from a certain group of people. That's where you read that story from. I'm letting you know that that same
the whole book of Genesis is about genealogy.
You cut me off. You cut me off.
It's not about anything other than that. It's about genealogy.
But who is the narrator?
That's why it's called Genesis. And then they gave you the female, the Holy Ghost in Christianity. Guess what the Holy Ghost represents? The female. That's the spirit.
Hello.
Sister Ottawa?
Hey, how you doing, sister?
I'm good. Good to hear your voice online.
Oh, yes. Can I make a comment?
Come on.
Okay, number one, I would just like to say that in terms of your quote, I guess I have to come back to that, but I did want to speak on the Bible. The King James Version is the authorized version that has been sanctioned by the Catholicism. The Pope, the Cardinals, that's the book that they sanction. That's what they give it their authority. You were talking about, or somebody was talking about, the Garden of Eden. If we really look at that, we would know that there was a people in a garden that, and they were not compatible with that garden, nor the sun, and they claimed to have been naked, and they hid themselves.
But that's
okay.
Not part of the story. That's not
now,
part. That's the part they leave out.
Now,
I agree with
there
you.
There were people.
Let
that
her finish her thought, please.
When Adam and Eve created their children, their sons went out, and who did they get with? They got with some people that were already on the planet. That was different from themselves. So we need to, you know, really be able to look at this. You know, we can't go back to any monument that's written in that Bible. We can't go back to the ark. We cannot go back to any graves of anybody that is mentioned in that Bible. And so my position is that the characters are fictitious characters.
What's your name? What is your name again?
My name is
Adonai. I agree.
What's your name? Say it again.
My name is Adwa.
Okay, where are you from?
From the planet.
Hold on. All that's cute.
The same planet you're from.
Everybody can laugh and all of that's cute and funny or whatever, but I'm asking you, where are you physically from?
Why is
that
necessary?
Where did your mama spit you out? Because I'm asking you.
And that is my goddess, my mother who gave me birth.
Oh, okay,
me,
so you're an Egyptologist.
I
like, you're an Egyptologist.
I don't even know why these people
I'm
on this
any
on this program. This is the Bible.
Yeah. Well, what are you into? Are you, wait a minute. If
what
you
are
read
you?
Before,
who are you?
Right.
I'm going to ask you in
who
one second.
Who are you?
I am Darren Lowe. I'll put my whole name up. You go on Mr. Talk's Facebook page and you'll find me. I don't have to hide behind a lie.
I'm not looking for anybody.
Okay, well
and
I'm
not lying to you.
Okay, well let me
tell
you something.
My opinion. You can't tell me anything. I'm trying to
tell
you.
I'm
going to tell
you like this. Everything that you read in the book is happening, and then you'll bring your silly ass up. I don't believe it. It don't matter what you believe.
I never said that. I never said
that. I'm just
going to
call it what it is. I'm
going to
call it what it is.
I'm
you
telling you that the
you come
things
on here,
that
you
we have been taught.
Everything that's happening in the book is happening, but you say, I believe it's fictitious. That's
Brother
funny.
Lowe, Brother Lowe, the statement that you just made, is that your belief?
It's the truth.
No. Is that your belief?
It's not a belief. It's the truth.
Well, we didn't prove it to us.
Everything that's happening, that's happening in the earth, in the book, is the same. But people want to say, well, I don't know. I don't believe this. Get your mind.
Wait a minute, Brother Lowe. Wait a minute, Brother Lowe. I think you're being unfair because you're attacking Sister Ottawa for sharing her perspective on her study of the Bible, just like you studied the Bible. She's also a student of the Scriptures. And
first,
you're yelling at her.
Wait a minute, Brother Lowe. Throw it away. You don't cast it away.
Wait a minute, Brother Lowe.
Exactly.
And you're making a statement that it is the truth, okay? But you're telling her she's talking about what she believes. But you have the truth. So you have the truth, right?
Hold on, all of us. You asked me a question. Don't ask me ten questions, and I can't answer not one. Oh, I'll say it like this. If you go to the book and you read what's said in the book, and you see it happening around you, and you say, well, I don't believe that, then that's your belief.
Well,
you
brother,
know what? If she come over here and
can
say,
I can speak for myself.
Brother Lowe, the scripture is subject to interpretation. And
the Bible is never subject to a personal
interpretation.
No private interpretation.
Can I say something? Everything that we got, all the information that we so-called have about Scripture was given to us by our oppressor, and he used it as a tool to control our minds, to control our behavior.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Excuse me, can I finish my thought?
You're going to go through
let
all
me
that.
Finish my thought.
Have you read the Bible precept?
Yes, let me finish. Can I finish my thought?
Yes.
Most people who claim to be students of Scripture are not students of Scripture. If you read the Bible, you will find that much of what your preacher has taught you is incorrect. So our ministers rely on the fact that when you put information in a book that black folks don't read, and 9 times out of 10 they don't. Just like the story of Joseph, where they have been telling us forever that he wore a coat of many colors and that his brothers were the ones who sold him into slavery in Egypt. But the book does not say that. It tells you distinctly who it was that sold them into slavery. And most people don't know that, okay? But the story in terms of his brothers selling him is known all over the world. Everybody tells that story. So in terms of you having the grasp of this information, biblically speaking, we have to really question what it is that we've received, okay? And that's all I'm saying. And if I've offended you because that's your belief system, I apologize to hurt, you know, to offend you, but
okay,
I'm entitled
well,
to
okay,
my opinion.
That's fine. Let me ask you a question now. Have you read the Bible precept upon precept, line upon line? Because
when
you say precept,
listen, I studied with a brother out of Georgia.
I'm not
Georgia
asking you about nobody else.
Who
I'm asking
has
you about
organized
you.
Bible content. And when
I'm
I say that the information has been organized is
mm-hmm.
that, you know,
mm-hmm.
when you go to church, your preacher is just all over the Bible.
I don't go to church. I pretty much said
what I wanted to say, okay?
Exactly. So, hey, they had me on mute the whole time you were talking. I'm going to say it like this. If you don't read the Bible precept upon precept, line upon line, you won't understand it. You can read it like a novel if you want to.
Oh, that's fine.
But you won't understand it. If I say, the Son of Man will be lifted up the same way the serpent was lifted up. You won't know what I'm talking about in the New Testament. But if you go to the Old Testament, to the precepts, you will understand that the people of Israel were running their mouth, talking against Moses, and so the Most High brought serpents in to bite them and kill them. And so Moses went as an intercessor to the Most High because the people were tired of it. And the Most High said, I tell you what you do. You take a flaming serpent, put it on the staff, raise it up, and anybody that looks upon this will live that was from the children of Israel. If you never read that from the Old Testament, you wouldn't know what it's being said in the New Testament.
I would like to address the brother Lowe, if I may.
Yes, please.
Actually, Moses is not a factual character that we know of in history, actually, Moses was taken from a historical character, which his name is Akhenaten. And Akhenaten was the one that brought monotheism to Egypt when they were polytheistic at the time. He brought monotheism, the one God.
There you go.
And that's where you get the character Moses. You don't.
Well,
Moses
said,
was not a real person.
Let me tell you something, Mr. N2K.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
You keep
hold
saying
on.
Character.
Hold on. Hold on.
Push
hold
your
on.
Point.
Hold on.
You can push your educated point all you want to, brother, but I'm going to tell you like
I'm not trying to push an educated point.
You push an educated point.
All I'm trying
point.
To do.
And
I'm
going
to
tell you
do,
what I
all I'm trying to do. All I'm trying to do right now is just expound on the information that we're sharing with each other. And Akhenaten was a true historical figure whose life coincidentally paralleled Moses's word for word, frame for frame, incident for incident. And Akhenaten is an actual historical figure where Moses isn't.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Brother, I got a couple things, but before we even go there, where's your proof that this what's the name what's the title of this A word, what's that word? Akhenaten. What?
Akhenaten.
Okay, so where's your proof that he's
that was Akhenaten. Akhenaten.
Hold on, brother. That is the problem with ex-slaves. We don't have respect. If we go on a Caucasian radio station, they're not going to allow this. So I didn't interrupt nobody. I would just allow you, I asked you a question without you know, I'll let you speak. I didn't interrupt you. I just want the same respect. So can you please tell me where's your proof that this gentleman is actual fictional, and then where's your proof to tell me that Moses is a fictional character? I'm going to give you the floor. Can you please answer that now?
Okay. All right, yes, I can. First of all, go ahead, Ngone. Go ahead. All right, now that she hasn't stepped up. First of all, there's no historical proof of Moses other than the Bible. So let me finish, with all the paleontological studies that have been done, with all the archaeological studies that have been done, with all of the studies that have been done throughout humanity, there is no evidence that this person we call Moses existed. However, we have historical proof of Akhenaten, who was the father of King Tut, which is where you get your funerals from, embalming a body, all this scientific stuff that you use today is a result of what happened at that time. Now, to, extrapolate, pontificate, and actually prognosticate on the particular subject of whether or not Akhenaten is a historical figure, all you have to do is Google it. Akhenaten,
okay.
Google Moses.
Wow.
Moses is
brother.
A biblical figure. Moses,
okay, brother.
Now,
you better come prepared. He's kicking some fish.
Another
question? You guys would
now,
think.
What they did was, see, we don't understand the difference between translation and transliteration. Hmm. Transliteration is what goes on with the Bible. They take historical figures, they change the names,
There you go.
And then they give you that exact same time period. They give you the exact same story, but it's somebody with a different name.
Who told you this?
Go do
Where did you get your information from?
With Paul and Saul, they're the same person.
Where'd you get your information from?
All you got to do is study.
What? Look it up.
Where did you get your information from?
Look it up.
It's right there in the Bible.
What are you studying then? What are you studying?
All you have to do is study the Bible and go back.
This is not a fictitious person.
Right.
Akhenaten.
Okay. My question to you is, where are you getting your information from?
Don't ask me. No. Go get it.
Where are you getting your information from?
Well, you're getting information from the Bible. All you have to do is really study the Bible.
From the Bible. So I'm asking you again, where you get your information from?
Go get it. That's all I can tell you. There's plenty of places that you can go and get the information, brother.
That y'all have grabbed onto this Egyptology, but y'all haven't. I don't seem like y'all haven't done the study of Egyptology. You know what? The man who actually coined Egyptology.
What happened? Did I get cut off?
I shut everybody down for a moment. Now I've been sitting back listening to all y'all. I really have, and you know what? And I'm gonna tell y'all something. With all this knowledge, education, and just straight out, I mean, wisdom that we have on this line today, it's pitiful that no one can actually finish any type of statement without somebody jumping in over the top of them. How are we going to learn anything? How are we going to learn anything if no one is allowed to speak? You know, it's just scary. It's really scary. Let's get it together, people. I know y'all think Mr. Talk just be letting y'all go. No, I be listening to what you be saying. Y'all making some great points. But let's be respectful of what the other guy is saying. You may not believe it, fine. That's up to you. But let them get their comments out, and we can have some dialogue on it. You know, a lot of times, just because you believe or think you're right doesn't necessarily mean so. All right? So I'm going to open y'all back up. Let's act like we got some sense, y'all. Thank you.
I'm guilty.
Excuse me.
I'm not talking about what I believe. I'm talking about information.
Who wrote that information?
Go get it, man. It's not about what I believe. And see, Mr. Talk, I don't operate on beliefs because that's fantasy. Go watch The Wizard of Oz. Believe it if you want to.
You do operate on belief, sir. You do. And the reason why I'm going to tell you that you do operate on belief, if you believe the world is round, you operate on belief. If you watch a meteorology report and they tell you that it's going to be 70 degrees tomorrow, you're operating on belief because we haven't gotten to the next day. So you do operate to some degree on belief, sir.
Yeah.
But maybe you project, not. You project.
I think what
you
saying.
Have.
All I got to say about that is the earth is round. And I'm done.
Yeah,
well,
I beg to differ.
The earth is more oval in the book of Psalms,
in the Old Testament, but it wasn't found to be round until 1492 when Columbus sailed the blue.
Do you believe
almost
that?
Almost 2,000 years after.
Do you believe that?
The,
you believe that? Now, hold on a second.
Right?
Do you believe that fallacy?
I'm getting
what? Do I believe what's to be fallacy, sir?
That
you didn't complete your sentence.
Do you believe that that he actually figured out by sailing his ship into what's called the New World? Do you really believe
he's
that?
He's talking about Columbus.
You brought up slave masters and how they were set up, and then you just told the biggest. The biggest bullshit that they pushed on us, one of the biggest bullshit they ever pushed on us. Do you think those people that had an understanding of astrology and the stars and they were able to break things down into a science 4,000 years before. You think they didn't know? You think they didn't know that the Earth was round, that it revolved around the sun? Do you really believe that?
Hey, can a dude finish?
You got a colonialized mindset, and they're trying to show you something that you don't know, and you can listen to it and make a judgment from there. But you guys won't even listen to it.
Everybody's talking at once.
Sir, actually, he asked me the question back after I said something, and you know what? Everyone jumped on. Now, everyone was muted just a minute ago, and the gentleman said, why can't we do this in respect?
Right.
And now we're being just as disrespectful.
No, because you're talking about Christopher Columbus.
Brother, I raised the point. If we're supposed to have a dialogue, then, I mean, let's have a mature dialogue. Can we do that?
Man, you don't tell nobody how to talk. Go ahead and say what you got to say.
I forgot the question that was asked to me. Now, brother,
good.
When
you
I said what I said
go
about
get a book,
Columbus,
but
the question
you think
was
Columbus,
back to me.
If you think Columbus,
Christopher Columbus was an amateur. He knew very little about science. He knew very little about navigation. He was commissioned by the Royal Commission to go and cross the water. They didn't care how he did it, how he got there, just get there.
Where was he going?
He didn't know where he was when he got there.
He thought he was being here.
Whoa, that's a lie.
Hold up now. You just said something very important. Of course, they did not believe. Actually, if you look into the writings, they actually believed that he was going to fall off the end of the earth. So this is writings, and this is in the history books in the old world. So this is written back. This is written back in the times when the queen sanctioned for his expedition to even happen. They didn't think the brother was going to come back. So this is a fact. So where are you getting your information talking about this brother was not skilled in navigation or anything like that? Yeah, he was very skilled in navigation.
To that.
Let me tell him why. First of all, Copernicus, which predates Christopher Columbus by I don't know how many hundreds of years, had already figured out the solar system and said that the Earth was revolving around the sun. He was sentenced to death.
Galileo was in the 1500s.
But could I say something, please?
Yes, please do.
African people have been navigating the planet for over 35,000 years.
I'm trying to understand.
Where
you get that number from? Let's
finish your statement.
There have been carbon testings on the Sphinx.
It's
60,000 years old. In fact, most of the artifacts that we talk about or that have been mentioned in Scripture, you can find them on the continent of Africa. Real stuff, real buildings, real structures, real monuments. I really don't have anything else to say. I wish that we did do a little more study, and because we haven't, you know, our brains have been shut down for a long time, generations. Our brain has been shut down. So I understand it when you're kind of apprehensive about looking at things differently, especially since we're talking about the entity God. We've been taught to be fearful of even thinking that possibly it couldn't be true.
Oh, my bad, sir.
You know, so, but it is something that we really need to look at. You know, because why is it that we accept fantasy before we accept concrete truth? That's what I would like to know. Can somebody answer that?
And the reason why we accept that is because it doesn't cause as much fear. what it does is it allows us to placate ourselves and just try to exist and be in this, you know, hamster controlled environment to where we're just trying to get through it, when we should actually be experiencing it and pressing the envelope. We're supposed to be, everything that we're talking about today, whether we get along or not, and at the end of the day, none of that really matters. What really matters is when you look back on this show today, you have people who put forth mental thought into the subject matter that was going on, and they were just digging through layers, and they were just, you know, everybody was trying to come up with, you know, their particular position. And then when I think about it, I was like, man, I'm surrounded by geniuses. That's how I look at it.
Well, that's a bright way to look at it.
I'm surrounded by geniuses. Whether I agree with your genius or not, it's insignificant. The difference is, can I accept your genius? And can I say that, you know what, you're full of shit. I don't agree with nothing that you're saying, but then I have to fall back a little bit later. I'll be like, damn, that shit was, yeah. He said some shit that was real. That was real talk.
If you look at it another way, and that's because you have an open, objective mind. See, when I started to realize, okay, that there's a lot of lies that are
being That's me.
Okay, I'm sorry, Mr. Beasley.
I was just trying to get the noise out so we can hear what you're saying.
I'll be quick and I'll put it in plain.
No, take your time. I wasn't trying to rush you.
But I can really put it in plain talk, okay? Once I started realizing, and this happened at a young age, okay, that they are pushing lies on me from this Santa Claus bullshit to Easter Bunny. You know, once I realized, now my own folks are doing it, okay?
That's right.
The people that I care for and love the most are supposed to be looking after me. For some reason, they think it's cool to be gassing me up and telling me some bullshit that's not true. I'm a Sagittarius. I'm facing the truth.
It's like an infection.
So if the Easter Bunny's a lie and Santa Claus is a lie and Jesus wasn't born on Christmas and it represents the summer solstice, God damn it, I'm questioning everything, everybody, all the time. Hear me? So what I developed from realizing, damn, everybody's got some bullshit to tell me that's not true. I have to question everything. And once I decided to open my mind and question things, I started to learn. I respect you, Sister Ottawa. You handle yourself like a real queen. You really do. And N2K, your knowledge is amazing, man. You should be teaching somewhere.
Get off his sack. You said you were
going to. No, I'm not getting off his sack because I might be fighting with him tomorrow and cussing him out because we get down like that. But I do respect his knowledge. And I ain't on nobody's sack.
And you are contagious and
ignorant and just like to fight and you're stuck in your way sometimes. Open your mind up.
And check this out. My brother who's chiming in. He will ride me like a rented mule at times.
Let the other guy see.
Let me pat him on the back because I might be stabbing him in the head tomorrow. Or the next show. It's real like that. But all those lies, you question things. That's all.
It's only going on like that. You know, I really wish we could caution ourselves and at least girdle our tongues to have a little bit more self-control.
Why don't you cut over me, and I didn't cut over you. But seriously, you're trying to control, you know, who people are and how they are. This is how I am. The people on the line know
anything.
It.
I'm not trying. I'm just trying to have a meeting with. I'm just having a meeting of minds with brothers and sisters. And the only way we can discuss things respectfully and come to a resolution.
Mr. Talk,
All right. Yeah, you're right. Mr. Talk, I did it again.
Good.
I did
and
it
who
again.
Is that brother?
That's right.
Who is that brother? I don't know who that is.
Well, we're going to find out. We're going to find out here in a short 15 minutes. We about to find out. All right, y'all, because we're not going on overtime today. Y'all know it's Wednesday. I got some things I need to do. Y'all know this. But I'm not going to let you leave without letting everybody get their last word uninterrupted. You know, so you know, y'all know how I am. I try and be as fair as I can. So we're going to go ahead and start with the, let's see. We're going to start with, I don't know, Girl in 13. I think that's what that says. I don't know. They just popped up on the screen. All right. Hello, you're on the air. Girl in 13, 013. Hello. GRYNIO13. Are you there? Hello? 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 Okay. We got some issues going on there. We're going to move to the next person. Ebony Empress is in the house. Go ahead, Miss Ebony.
Hi, guys. Oh. Hi, how are you, Sister Ngoni?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm good. I have been listening tonight. But you know what? I got to a point where I was like, you know, this is so educated. I don't know if I can say anything. I don't know enough to jump in. But it's been great to hear the guys definitely doing their thing. And I don't know so much about who went and did what when they should have done what. But, yeah, we've got the world that we live in. So maybe I'm happy to just be at this point where I am right now. But great listening to everyone. It's been fun.
All right. All right. Thank you, Ebony.
Okay.
See you later. All right. Let's see. We're going to bring Mr. Knowledge in real fast. Mr. Knowledge, go for it.
As always, Mr. Talk, great show. I love the brevity. And for those who don't know, all we did was scratch the surface. We didn't even, you know, we didn't even get down and dirty with it. However, I would like to say this. I appreciate the interchange. And it's my whole thing is it's not about me being right. I just like to put information out there. And anytime somebody can give me information that I can take and run with it and do some research, you know, that's what I live for. And I just want you to know that I love you, your co-hosts, your listeners. They stayed tried and true yesterday. Even when we didn't have no sound, we was up in the chat room. And
all right.
You're on the BTR radar now. So have fun with that. And
okay.
I'm out.
All righty. Thank you, sir. Wow. All right. Let's see who we have here. I think this is Mr. Beasley. You there?
Yeah, I see my part. I'm good. You know, as far as the gentleman coming in here and you know, it should be this type of decorum and this type of this, people are here are respectful. We raise our voices from time to time, and we get irritated with one another, but all of us can tone it back down at times. But don't think that anyone, you or anybody else, is going to come control, except Mr. Talk, whose show it is going to control the temper or the way someone speaks. And I think your level of what you consider disrespectful is a far lower threshold than mine.
Mm-hmm.
Just let us be you. You be you, you know, and everybody be themselves. Everything be all right.
All right. All right, man. Thank you, sir. All right, let's see. Mr. Allfax, are you there?
Well, Mr. Talk, I've been sitting back listening. I decided not to jump in. It's amazing when you told everyone to speak one at a time. They came back and they were starting to attack it. But it's good dialogue. There's a lot of knowledge going on. But real quick, when we were in the green room in 2K, see, you had to bring out all facts. And see, what BZ say questioned everything. I like to look things in a factual way. See, I can believe it's going to rain tomorrow because I can describe rain. We're talking about something that you can't describe. There's no grave sites or no factual statues of any characters in the Bible. But Egypt, we do have that. Now, I just want to say something. See, N2K, when you talk about Genesis and bring the Bible,
You have to bring all the facts. The story that you bring all the facts. There's a story behind that. The people who wrote Genesis explained the two creations in Genesis. Don't get on the airwaves, talk about a story, and you say that this was the higher people when you're not given all the facts. The facts is that the female and Adam was having sex. She wanted to get on top of Adam. Adam said, no, I am the man, I am higher. So go and do your research on that. Every story in the Genesis or New Old Testament has other books about it. You guys have a nice day. Wonderful show, Mr. Todd.
All right. Thank you, Michael. I'm still curious how you know that Eve wanted to get on top of Adam, but okay. Yeah, it's not. I need some of that weed you own today. All right, let me bring.
I'll give you my address, Michael.
Let me bring Sister Ottawa in.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine, ma'am.
Good. You know, that last comment from Michael,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of that kind of talk about, you know, the woman climbing up on him and everything. You know, she's the one with the goods. If anybody was climbing, it was he. And if you really look at the situation, she was the one that was awake anyway. He was following her. He wasn't leading nothing, if we're going to deal with the biblical.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to beat that up, because I know it takes a lot for us to reprogram ourselves. I'm reprogramming myself for almost 20-some years. And when you say Jesus, I still see a white boy, but I have to erase that picture, you know, because pictures are much stronger than words could ever be on our brain computer. But I enjoy the conversation, and I enjoy exchanging, but there's no but. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, sis.
All right now. Love you.
Love you, too.
Okay. All right, y'all. Thank you for joining us. All right, let's see. the forgotten man on the line today. Joe, where you at? Joe, are you there? Did you go out there to play with your sheep? Uh-oh, he back.
Nothing to say.
Nothing to say?
Nothing
Wait
to say.
A minute. You are agnostic. I know you got something to say about this conversation.
I have nothing to say. Everybody said their shit. I have nothing to say. So everybody, goodbye, take care, so long, all until who knows when, all right? Take it easy.
All right, man. All right. Let's see. I think, who do we have here on this line? Anybody? Anybody? 111?
Well,
Mark Conrad? Do we have a Mark Conrad on the line? I don't know. But okay. Anyway, I guess not. All right. And, of course, let's bring Brother Lowe back. Hello.
Hello.
Can we?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Who am I talking to now? Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. All right. I just got a couple points.
He didn't say who he was.
Oh. Yes, is this Mark Conrad?
Kennard,
okay.
C-O-N-A-R-D, C-O-N-A-R-D,
okay.
Sir.
All right.
That's all right. People have been messing up since I was in grade school. They've messed it up today.
tell your boy he spelled
right.
it wrong. Tell your boy he
we
spelled
we
it
gonna
wrong.
Get, that's all right. That's a small thing. I just wanted to touch on a couple of things. And I came in late in this discussion. And I wanted to touch on the Genesis debate, where you're talking about these two creations. If you have your books, we can go to Genesis chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 4 will tell you that this is a repeat from what is being told in Genesis chapter 1. I will read Genesis chapter 2, verse 4. For those that do not have the book, these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. So therefore, it's a repeat
of what's going on in chapter one. There is no another. There is no one creation and another creation. That is wrong. Now, as far as the woman talking about or someone saying that the Eve wanted to get on top of the man, I tell you like this: you got to give me your scriptures. You just can't tell me where it's written. If we're talking about a story in Genesis, and the argument in Genesis is that this story is not true, then you must leak out the sources or tell the sources to say this is my rebuttal. Now, another point that I want to add, George Smith is a Caucasian, and he's the one that actually brought Egyptology to life. You need to go back in Google and research exactly where you're getting your information from, because you're not getting your information from a brother with dark hue. You're getting information from a brother with no hue, and his name is George Smith. Look him up on the Google. Now, another thing, everyone keeps talking about there's no Moses or there's this Anunnaki. Look, none of us was back then in the BCs. We've only been here on this earth since the 20th century. I don't believe no one was born in 1899. I don't believe we have anybody on the air that old. So everyone is relatively walking this earth and is brand new. But one thing I want to touch on before I get off. Egyptology, whatever studies that you're studying and that you're finding or revealing and you're being enlightened by, what is it doing for the state of us today versus what the Bible is telling us? Because the Bible is telling us that we were a people that was selected by the Most High. We were given commandments, doctrines, and statutes which we did not follow. And because we did not follow them, we were put into a slavery state, and we have been lowly and debased up until these last days. Now there's a revival where men are starting to go into the text and read that these texts are stated that are about them, and therefore we can whitewash the image that they used to put on us with the blonde hair and blue eyed person, because we weren't reading English nor were we permitted to read during that time that they were selling us. So it's safe to say that while the slave master had the book open, it could be safe to say that while he was beating us, he was never reading out the scriptures. But therefore, we relate the beating and the white supremacy and the enslavement with the book. But once you open up the book, you start seeing yourself. And that's the reason why people changed the Bible from it just being a regular King James, where it tells you the children of Israel had black skin. Lamentations chapter 5, verse 10. If you have an NIV, it'll tell you our skin was waxed hot because of the terrible famine, which is a totally different meaning to that verse, Lamentations 5, chapter 10. So once we started reading, and once we started understanding and equating the truth of the word with ourselves, that's when we came with the American Bible, the NIV. You need to go back and research some things and find out what the truth is. Explore everything, like we already said. You have to search everything. You have to explore everything. And I'm done. Thank you, brothers and sisters.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Let's see. Who's left? Lo, you got anything left, brother?
Not a thing in the world.
All right.
In the glory.
All right. Appreciate it. Have fun. Bye. All right. Sister Ngoni, I'll tell you, another lively show. What you think?
Yes,
you think
it was.
You think we should carry this on?
No.
Think we should carry this on to tomorrow?
Absolutely. Yes, this was wonderful.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think so, too.
I'm sorry. Peggy would like to say some last words.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Peggy.
I found the discussion today very enlightening. There was a lot of truths told today. Everybody has their own truth, their own story, and everybody interprets information differently because how we've been educated and how we perceive things. But like Mr. Talk said, we have to learn how to respect each other and listen to what the other person is saying and try to understand what level they're on at that particular time in their life. That's basically all I have to say on that. I think, Patrick?
N2K, I really was in agreement with him on a lot of what he said, because when I was 16 years old, I read that as two creation stories. That was my interpretation, and I took it to the minister. But that's neither here nor there. I think I was blessed to be enlightened at that early age to have that kind of understanding, and it took me on a different journey. So all of us on a different journey, and again, I enjoyed it. Thank you, Peggy.
All right. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Well, you know what, Sister Ngoni? I think we're going to go ahead and make this a show again tomorrow. And I'm going to see if I can get one of the ministers from the church to come on so we can, you know, have another view from of it from someone who's actually, you know what I'm saying, that gets up in the pulpit every Sunday and preaches the word. So, you know, we're going to see if we can get somebody on here. As far as the time, I'll post the time. You know, I want to keep it at 7 because tomorrow is Thursday, right? Yeah, tomorrow Thursday.
Yes. Oh, we're going to have a show tomorrow on Thursday?
Yes, we're going to have a show tomorrow. I don't know whether it's going to be 2 or 7, but I'll let you know. I'll let you know.
So this is going to be an evening show?
Well, I'm going to try and keep it in the evening, but, you know, yeah, we'll see. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
All right.
All right. I want to wait. Hold on. I forgot your last words and the email they can reach you at.
Okay. My email is ngonea@yahoo.com. And if anyone wants to reach out to me, I would love to respond. If you would just put Mr. Talk on the subject line so I'll know you're from the show. And as far as last words, I don't really have anything to add. I really thought there was a lively discussion, and I just appreciate everybody's input. That's it.
All right. Thank you, my beautiful co-host. And,
you're welcome.
As always, I'm glad you're here with me.
Oh,
so
I'm glad
to be
here with you.
And tell Peggy thank you for joining. See, Peggy becoming a regular and Sister Ottawa. The other thing, I ain't noticing. I'm paying attention. Thank y'all. I also want to say thank you to everybody that joined us today for this lively conversation. Thank you. I appreciate it because without you, I wouldn't have a show. And for those that stayed yesterday for a while, even though I was really on the air, I want to give a special shout out to you and show you some love because that shows that, you know, y'all really do love me. And I appreciate it. I really do. All right, y'all. Well, we got to get up out of here because I got some appointments. And then, of course, y'all know it's Wednesday. I got Bible study. So I'll talk to y'all tomorrow, man. Y'all have fun. We're going to go out of here with some Thelonious Monk. And I'll see y'all tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, 1 Mountain Time. And y'all want to hit me up? No problem. EricLessTalk@gmail.com or go to my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. Until tomorrow, y'all have a good one. I am gone.